Well, Dave Lord from OSF St. Francis Hospital is with us. How's it going, Dave?
Good. How are you, Jack? Glad to be with you.
Yes, thanks for doing this. If you would, first of all, describe the situation at OSF with capacity, the COVID situation, as well as other procedures. How's the hospital doing at the moment?
Well, we're doing good, but it continues to be a challenge. We have seen a significant increase in the number of COVID cases here in Delta County, and unfortunately, a fair number of those are resulting in hospitalizations. And so we're seeing an uptick in the, or sort of an increase in that wave, as people keep referring to the waves. And so we're seeing that increase in that wave. And unfortunately, like I say, it's resulted in hospitalizations, and it's been a challenge across the region and other areas as well. So in discussions with what's happening up in Marquette and other hospitals in Green Bay, even Milwaukee, everybody's seeing an increased level of activity. And so we have some concerns and some challenges, but we continue to treat the patients and get them to the appropriate level of care that they need.
Are you at the point where you have to start saying, okay, we can't do elective surgeries, our people are going to be overwhelmed here? Are we at that kind of point? Kind of characterize it for me.
Yeah, so we're not at that point here locally. I know across the region, some hospitals and health systems are at that point. I meet weekly on a phone call with other hospital administrators or CEOs across the entire state, and downstate in certain parts, southeast and some of the more populated areas, they are stopping some elective procedures simply because the demand is extraordinarily high for inpatient care, inpatient beds. And it's unfortunately, it's not all just COVID. I mean, there's just a lot of other illnesses, a lot of people that are sick, and we're just seeing a heightened level of activity, especially in the intensive care units across the state, and again, across our region. And so we're not at the point here locally that we're stopping anything elective, but we have put in, you know, a number of other precautions here, additional mitigation factors, and unfortunately have had to limit some of our visitors and other activity that's going on, just to try to get our hands wrapped around our current situation and where we're at.
So going forward, what is the best path forward here for the hospital, but also for the community?
Yeah, so the biggest thing that we're seeing and you know, the numbers and what we're seeing supports the effectiveness of the vaccine. And so I guess if anything, my message is really to get the vaccine. It's safe, it's effective. And even though there are a fair number, a smaller percentage of what's considered breakthrough cases of vaccinated people actually, you know, getting COVID, when we're seeing those patients and they're coming through, the level of treatment that they require and or the severity of the actual illness itself is far less. And so those that we're seeing that are the sickest are unfortunately still a large part of that is our unvaccinated population. And so the message from my perspective, and I know many across the healthcare industry, is to, you know, get vaccinated. It works, it makes a big difference, and it really can help out the community as a whole.
All right, and what other resources? I know you've reopened the testing center. We have the triage phone line again, so those are a couple things you're doing?
Yes, exactly. And so if people are experiencing symptoms, we have options for drive-through testing, which is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., where you can just simply drive up. It's at our drive-through station, which is on the back corner of the hospital, back by the medical office building. We have a triage line that people can call, 906-233-4225, to speak with a nurse, and they will help kind of guide you to the right setting and the right place if you just simply need testing. If you're experiencing symptoms, they can help with a quick phone call, help determine where it may be most appropriate for you to seek care and how quickly to do that. And, you know, there's always options, you know, at our walk-in clinic emergency department. We're always going to be here for people, but if people are experiencing symptoms, have been notified that they've been exposed and want to get answers, the best thing is to call that triage line, again, at 233-4225.
Dave Lord at St. Francis Hospital, thanks for being here, and hopefully this, as you called it, a wave, surge, whatever the word might be, wanes in a hurry here.
Yep, absolutely. Let's all hope so. And thanks for having me.